Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago. On time, girl.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
What's the, I'm not getting the countdown
because I can only do one, a bunch of numbers in one hand. Hi, this is Foul Monkeys. Welcome to show number 561.
Yeah. 561. We have survived the Ugly Cry Palooza. Ugly Cry. What the fuck? Ugly Cry Palooza episode.
Yes, we have.
Thank you for joining us. I had some people text me like, I don't even know if I can listen to that.
I know. I had some people say to me, yeah. I actually have a friend who's who listens through Growler. He's a friend of mine, and he sent out
his never said anything hi to me before.
I'll tell him. I won't give his name on the air.
Okay.
Oh, hi. What's your name today?
Oh,
lady.
I am Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, hi, Enrique.
Minus them all.
Right. Yes.
Wait, is that his dad?
My name is going to be Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Slut. Yeah. Big ass.
Okay, so let's just go into her right now.
Oh, we're going to cut right to her?
First, I need to know who the listener is that you talked to on Growler. Do you have a picture of him right there? I could just look.
Yeah, no, but, oh, sorry. I can bring him up.
Okay. So, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki to that Minaj.
Did you hear Beyonce?
I didn't touch anything. I swear to God. We're having issues with the microphone. Sorry.
Did you hear Beyonce's new remix with Nicki Minaj?
It's awful. Yeah, sorry.
It's horrible because Nicki Minaj is just a horrible person, I think. Secondly, she addresses the elevator situation.
Yeah. On there. She does.
Like, when you got family problems when there's $1 billion on an elevator.
You know,
we got
whoever
Beyonce.
Wrote that for her. It pisses me off because it really sort of takes away the fact that she is humble, which I don't really know if she is, but it kind of it just takes away from the whole idea. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like that she said that. She just, I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like the song at all. I'm not a big fan of her latest album.
Oh, Beyonce?
Yeah.
There's four songs that I like. Yeah, I like the videos.
The songs that you put on when we were driving or whatever, mm-hmm. those I like those, but I think overall it was just a very concept album, and I think her fans probably really liked it, but it's one of those things where it's like it's like a Madonna or Janet album. It's like she's established enough at this point in her career where it doesn't matter what she does. Like, people are going to like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Mariah Carey. Like, this last album. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we loved
it. It was a challenge. It was a reach, but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Not every song, but most of the songs I loved.
You know what? I've told you this before. I'm going to take these off. I like the album as a whole, and I think all of the songs together were great as an album together. Collectively, as an album, I thought they were great. Individually, there were songs that were not as lackluster. They were lackluster.
I think she released the wrong songs as singles. How did they decide that? Who decides the singles are going to
be
released?
Well, I mean, with someone like Mariah Carey, it's typically she's going to have, ultimately, she's going to have the most say as to what should be released.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like the first three or four songs that were released, I think those were all her choice. But I think that those were choices that I think that those were test choices. I think those were the singles that were initially going to be released for the albums that for probably albums that she had before. Written for mm-hmm. at that time. And then she really liked them and she was like, no, these are going to be hits, but they really weren't.
No. Especially the one with like Miguel. I don't really care for that song.
Hashtag You're Beautiful. Beautiful?
Yeah. I don't really like that song.
That was not a, yeah.
I mean, I'll listen to it over and over, but that doesn't mean I like it. Oh,
we'll okay. send a shout out. Hit.
And next, can you go next?
We'll send a shout out to Bri. That's who we'll say. Then the next one is just a. He's a tall dude. Like
real tall?
Yeah. He's
Have like, you ever met him in person?
Mm-hmm. He's like six. Probably. Like
oh,
six,
I see
six.
You're a paying member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to because I was over trying to be like.
You were curious.
I need you to like send me those nudies.
Right. I didn't see any of that, but.
No, I know. I was just saying with other
people. Send me the nudies.
Just send me the fucking cocktail.
Yeah, so I don't really care for that song that Beyonce just came out with. And do you think that her and Jay-Z are getting divorced?
I hope so.
Can you get off your phone?
I really don't. I'm sorry. I really... Oh, he just messaged me. Sorry.
Oh.
I really hope that... I know this is really bad... Because it's no one hopes that anyone's marriage. That's not true. Actually, that's false. Because there are some marriages that I'm like, ugh, I hope they get divorced. Oh, but speaking of divorces, before I continue with Beyonce, there was a rumor that Nick and Mariah Carey were getting a divorce. They were getting a divorce.
I don't think so.
No, she would never have her image smeared in that fashion.
Right, and he would never leave her.
No,
he
loves her.
Her money pit too.
No, he doesn't make Mariah Carey money, let's be clear, but he makes his money. He makes his own money, and he's done very well for himself as a comedian and as a child star. I mean, let's be clear. Well, he did
you
start
said
off,
comedian, and you said child star.
Right.
He started off Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah, but he made a lot of money doing that, so, I mean, that's where he got his name.
And I just wish she would have ended up with someone better, like Enrique Iglesias. Or
you mean Mariah Carey?
Yeah, Derek Jeter.
I don't understand why people hate on him so much. Why is it that people
Nick?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
He just
I actually
seem
like
a match.
Him.
He doesn't seem like a match for her. She's see, too over the top, and he's too.
But opposites
not.
Attract. That's the whole point.
Ooh, yeah, they do.
I know, Paula. Where are you? I'm gonna go ahead and say opposites attract. but anyway, so going back to Beyonce, I think that there's a very strong possibility. There's a lot of rumors that are going around saying that they that a lot of the reason why that fight happened in the elevator is because that Beyonce's sister was really upset because apparently there was rumors that she had caught Jay-Z
flirting with somebody,
or there was some sort of indication of infidelity.
He's probably fingering somebody.
And you know, what never seems to amaze
My
me.
My name's Ivy, and I have to go in circles 14
times to get
before
a perfect
I lay
spot.
Down.
Right. My what never seems to amaze me is when you are a star or a entertainer of that stature. Why would you cheat?
Well, and. You're going to get caught.
Exactly. Like, why are you going to cheat? If you're going to cheat, just you're going to get caught. Like,
right. So you might as well just be open with it right up front.
Just, yeah.
Like, if
exactly.
I was ever cheating on Tony, because I'm followed by the paparazzi so much.
Right.
I would just, like, straight out, like, Tony, I have to cheat on you. And they're probably going to find out.
Or open the marriage. Or have that communication from the get-go and say, you know what? This is the type of person I am. You need to deal with it, and it comes along with the territory. And if you can't, mm-hmm. then this is never going to work. Like, so that's why I think, like, I always wonder, like, for example, like Jennifer Lopez, like, you married how many people and you've gone out with how many people and you still can't
and
figure out.
And she married, like, the ugliest one.
Wait a minute. First of all, how many guys have you gone out with and you haven't kept one yet? You're the problem. Jennifer Lopez is the problem. Not those men.
Ben Affleck?
You're the problem.
Oh, my God. They would have been the best couple ever.
I think so, too. I actually think that she would have... I think that if they hadn't allowed everything from the outside, like, to affect them, I think they probably would have been a perfect couple.
Mm-hmm.
And she cleaned him up. She went in there and cleaned Boston.
She's like, mm-mm, this is my job.
She went. She made up Manhattan. She made up Boston.
Right.
But I don't know. Who knows?
She kind of gets on my nerves too.
Sometimes she does, because she can come off as bitchy. But I love her. She to me is Selena.
Oh, dead?
No, alive.
Oh. Alive, Selena.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, you know what? Speaking of, well, it has nothing to do with that. But we need to play this right now.
What are we playing?
We need to play the Pride 48 thing that we played last week.
Okay.
Just so people
know. Okay. I was going to say, can you play that in the end? But anyway.
No, we need to play it now.
Okay.
So, hold your his horses. We're going to talk about Pride 48.
Maybe you should speed it up.
Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars. I am so excited that I will get to see so many of you this year, as I am the host of Pride 48 2014 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh. In order to help keep you up to date about the Vegas event, we've created a special section of our website just for you. It has all the information that you will need to help you plan your trip, reminders about upcoming deadlines, and things to see and do once you get there. Oh goodness, the glamour, the glitz, the luxury, the jewels, the gowns, the sequins, the hair. Oh, the bouvets. Oh God, I love ham. Oh goodness. Oh, the liquor. Oh,
the bouvet. Oh.
Simply go to pride48.com and click on Vegas on the main menu. Kisses, darlings, and don't forget to listen to the next State of the Station for the very latest in Pride 48 news. Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Donna, for sharing all that information. Yes, today is actually a State of the Station at, I think it's 7 o'clock Eastern time. So if you go over to pride48.com, you can listen to it, or it'll be up on the website probably the next day. The State of the Station is probably what you should listen to get all the information on Pride 48, because not everybody shares everything, like me, because I forget. But I did pull up the website. You go to pride48.com, and if you click on Vegas, and then everything to the right is all your important shit.
Shit.
Like, or August 10th is today is the State of the Station. Oh, happy birthday to my nephew Lucas, and happy birthday to
Big Fatty.
And happy birthday to Brian from the Game Night Guys.
Wait, who's Brian?
Brian from the Game Night Guys.
Okay, yes. I know who he is because of name. I just don't know who he's.
Have you listened to a show before?
I think I listened to one or two of their shows, yes.
Oh. Yes. And what's it about?
Games.
What kind of games?
All kinds of games. Like board games, card games.
Okay.
I'm up on it. Right. Okay. I love me some Curtis. August. Ooh, he is so hot. You love some Curtis.
God, he's going to be there.
I know he is. I'm so excited to meet him. He is no Dan, but he is second place to Dan.
Oh.
So if Dan can, you know, if my little Dan cannot perform, Curtis can stand in. But you Curtis is, I think he's married, or not married, but he's dating.
They
I think.
All are.
I know. That sucks. So
you're going to be like
homewrecker?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll bulldoze my way in there.
August 15th is the show listing deadline for the shows that are going to be in Vegas. I think they actually already have a maximum of 33 shows that have signed up. So, yeah. Make sure you go before August 18th to get your hotel discount if you're going to go. August 27th is the t-shirt order deadline. Always get a t-shirt. I've always had one ever since they've been doing the t-shirts.
I'll think about it.
September 1st is the group outing for the Zarkana tickets deadline. I'm not for sure if I'm going to that yet. So if not, I'll probably be chilling up in the hosting pool. Suite. No. I do not get in the pools at Vegas. That's disgusting.
Oh.
There's way too many people in a pool at one time. People vomiting, diarrhea, farting, pissing. No.
Wow, this took a turn for the worse.
And then September 12th is the last day you can sign up for the Friday buffet tickets.
Yes.
Which I'm excited. It's a must. Yes. You have to go to the breakfast, because that's where all the cool kids go. and there's no choice.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if you can't go, you can't go, but it's pretty awesome.
I know. I'm excited about that, but I will. She's looking away.
Oh, my babies. They've been getting on my damn nerves.
Oh, my God. So I just want to say that I will not mention any names, but I was listening to... Was it Poppin'?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was listening to...
Yeah.
A live show a few days ago.
Okay.
And there was a lot of shade being thrown around.
Oh, there was?
Oh, uh-huh. Lots of it.
Was any of it involving us?
Well, let's see.
Well, if it's a live show, they're not throwing shade that they shouldn't say. So I can tell you that right now.
What do you mean?
They're not going to say stuff that's real serious. That's going to cause issues.
No, this was live, but it wasn't being recorded. So this was like after recorded.
Oh.
So it was like after hours, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like people that were on the chat room, mm-hmm. they were still listening.
Oh, okay.
So it was live. Oh. But just not being recorded.
Oh.
it wasn't being taped is what it was. I just have to say that it's really, now I know that we've had our little shade thrown between among other podcasters, and that's friendly.
Mariah and the Beatles and all that crap.
That's very like it's known and it's silly or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like to get personal, that bitch, you gonna get cut. My name comes out of your mouth and you're throwing some shade. I will cut you in Vegas. Just put it out there.
Did my name come out in shade?
Because
I don't listen, so.
Which is probably good. No.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters.
No, there wasn't. And there wasn't any of it wasn't any of us, but just other people in general. Uh-huh. But this particular person is very well known. And you know who I'm talking about, because I know.
Well, people can take care of themselves. I mean, if it's an issue, they'll let it know.
Oh, I'm sure. But I'm letting it known.
Oh, you're
my name
them.
is to be come out. My name comes out of anyone's mouth.
It better be. Oh, God, Roger, you're so hot. Oh, God, Roger, you're about to make me come.
That would be preferred.
Oh, God, Roger, let me buy you dinner.
Let me buy you a diamond ring.
Oh, God, Roger, will you marry me?
Ew.
Ew.
I can't understand that we are even when there's people who are adults, like it amazes me that they still act like children.
It comes with podcasting.
Yeah,
clearly. I told you.
But it wasn't like, and I told you it wasn't, you know, I told you who this was.
Touch.
Was it?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't touch it. I was not touching it.
Yeah, that comes with podcasting and people pick on other people. I don't know. Sometimes it could be over the line, but that's none of my business because I'm not the person they're talking
being
about.
Being attacked or whatever.
Oh, thanks, Ivy. our dogs or my dogs are like everywhere. She's not being still, so
she's fine.
But
anyways, I just wanted to say that that's, you know, my name should not be coming out of your mouth. You don't know me. I will cut you.
No,
I will put your ass in your place.
You don't know me like you used to do.
Oh,
that's Brandy, remember?
Or Mariah.
No.
Oh, no.
No, it's Brandy.
Yeah. No. Anyway, so how was your week, Enrique?
Tuesday, I went to see Tori Amos.
How was it?
It was excellent. I cried because it was so amazing.
Next.
You've had your crying for a year. For the year. Actually, it was really good.
Let's be clear. I think for a lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I wish.
I know, right?
It was awesome. The sound was awesome. She sang live, like all piano, organ, keyboards, all that good stuff. It was amazing. And we were only like maybe 10 rows from her, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, and the Chicago theaters, the sound is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, you can really hear clear and everything. I love it.
The only thing that sucked is I didn't get to see really the whole theater because I was under, you know, I was under the balconies and stuff, so I couldn't see, like, the ceiling and the walls to see how pretty it is.
That's, that is one of the things that I don't like about, you don't get the full spectrum
awesome
of the
seats. I mean, that's, I was really there to see her, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Where you, but, you said you were 8th row? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, from 8th, no, 10th row.
From the orchestra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are the best seats to have, really. Because you're not, like, you're close enough where you can still see her, and she doesn't look like a tiny, like,
no,
aunt.
She looked awesome. I mean.
And you can still kind of make her face out, and you could see, like, everything. But you're not, like, far back where it's, like, you're still, like, far enough where it's not, you're not, like, in, you know. Yeah, I like that's the same seats I had with Janet, and I could still see her and still see her makeup and still see everything and still be close enough and not far enough where I'm like, God, what is she doing, you know?
Yeah, she played 22 songs, which
wow,
I think
awesome.
Is pretty good.
Yeah.
She did a couple covers of songs, and then she did some blending of covers, like, to make one song.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty nice. I liked it. She's very quirky. Like, you know,
was she does she interact with the audience a lot? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I
and she
that.
Takes requests. So I guess before the show, people put in their requests, or she goes on Twitter and reads people's requests.
Oh, fun.
So it's really cool to see her play. I mean, I don't know how she does it, and I know other people have done it before, but she was like sitting between a piano and a keyboard. And she was playing both of them at the same time. And
oh, wow. Yeah, there's very few people that I'm think like, Elton John can do that. And maybe Billy Joel can do that as well.
I think that's kind of amazing.
Oh, totally.
And like, how do you do that?
Yeah, it is kind of amazing. Yeah, that is totally amazing. Because there's a lot of like, I think, coordination that has to go on.
Well, Mark, my friend that was with me, he's listener first, friend second. He, you don't get it because that was way back. but he was like, well, if she was using both hands on a piano, it takes the same coordination. And I was like, yeah, but I think she probably has to think differently when it's on two different machines because she has to be in two different sections and her hands aren't together. So she can't like see where she's moving.
Right.
Because she's like this and she's singing into a microphone. So she's either looking
this way.
It's
a lot of coordination.
Or looking this way.
Yeah, I mean not only like physical coordination, but also like hearing coordination, because you have to be able to like concentrate on your vocal cords and making sure that you are sounding on key, on also making sure that you're hitting the right keys with both your hands. Like that's that's a gift. Like that's really a gift to do that.
But I would totally pay the same amount for the tickets again. If she were going to be here tomorrow, I would totally go see her again.
I would like to see her. I mean, I hear she's awesome. I mean, it's a shame I never got into her, but yeah, I mean, I would definitely go see her because I feel like she's one of those that it would be awesome to see her because I feel like she'd be a good artist to see.
So there's another person that's here that's going to be in Chicago, Ryan Adams, and I like him pretty well, but I can't seem to find anybody to go with me, and I don't want to go to a concert by myself. So
where is he playing at?
At the Chicago Theater.
Well, I told you I'd go with you.
But you don't even listen to his music.
But that doesn't mean I can't discover new music. Hello.
Yeah. You're going to discover new music, and then like the third song in, you're going to be like, this fucking sucks. I can't believe I came here.
I will.
Oh, my God. Before we even go to that. Speaking of the people like in the theater, there was this bitch behind us. She was like hashtag mom of the year. She had her two kids there that were like under 7, and I guess she had waited like outside of the theater for like 5 hours to see if she could meet Tori Amos, but whatever. So you know the theater's like no flash photography.
Yeah,
this bitch had like straight up like
paparazzi,
bam, and like the whole theater would light up, and she was like, I fucking waited 5 hours to meet her, I'm gonna take a fucking picture. I was like, okay.
So, I would have done everything in my power to stand like in front of every picture.
Right. She was such a bitch. And she was like talking smack about other people and stuff. I was like,
was she black?
No.
Not that that matters. I don't know why I said that.
But no, Mark was something. He was like,
was she Hispanic?
God. No. She was white. She felt entitled.
Leave it to a white, rich bitch.
Entitled.
Yeah. Was she from the suburbs? Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they always feel entitled.
Now people I feel like I should suburbs. Say, was she so Asian? Like, was she Jewish?
No.
Well.
But it was fun. I really liked it. Now I go again. So.
Well, that's good. I mean, I could listen to a little Ryan Adams and see what if I like it. And I'll tell you if I can, if I'll go with you. So you don't feel.
I can tell you if I can stand him.
Well, I don't know him. When I think of Ryan Adams, I think of Brian Adams.
No. Different. Right. Totes different.
Yes. What kind of music does he sing?
He sings all different kinds, actually. We'll play a sample of it when we're done.
Okay.
And you can hear it.
You know who I really liked that I thought was really amazing? And I don't know if you like any of her stuff, but Sarah Bareilles. She's
too opera-y for me.
No, her stuff is so amazing. But anyway, her she is amazing live. And honestly, like she's one of those where I would pay any money to go see her again because I think she's so amazing.
Does she tour a lot?
Yeah, she's been to Chicago actually several times, and she released an EP that she recorded in Chicago at the, I can't remember what theater it was, but it was one of those that's in like Lincoln Park.
It was like a small
theater, but it's a really beautiful, I think it's more of like a studio theater. Like it looks like a theater inside, but really it's probably made more for like studio recordings. I mean, they still have live shows there, but it's more like a studio recording. But anyway, she recorded a live one of her tours there. My sister and I went to go see her, and we were probably like fourth, fifth row, but it was like general seating. There's actually, if you YouTube her performance here in Chicago, you can hear me in the background saying, I screamed something to her because she was like calling out like stuff. Mm-hmm. And she responded like, oh, you're trying to suck up, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she's amazing. I think she's awesome. And she's also a very well played, you know, she's like a piano player and she plays it really well. And her vocals are just amazing. And she reminds me of the little that I have heard of Tori Amos. She reminds me a little bit of her. She's not as she's not as dark as Tori Amos, but she's very similar in the sense that she is very instrumental and vocal and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, and she writes all her stuff. And so I like that. But anyway,
I'm trying to think what else this week.
Yeah. You have to tell me, you have to let me listen to some of that Brian Adams.
Yeah. Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams, sorry.
I don't think I did anything. I worked. I've kind of been kind of like blah, you know? I'm kind of in, you know, like kind of in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that's natural. But that's about it. How was your week?
It's all right. I mean, it's been, you know, this is the second week of my commute. From my mom's house. So it's been.
How's that been?
It's been a little rough. I mean, I'm still kind of getting used to it. And I mean, I've kind of found a way to get home during the mornings. I found a route to get there and stuff. So, and that takes me about 40 minutes to get to work.
That's a lot different than.
Yeah, like 15, 20 minutes to get to work, which isn't, I mean, it's not so bad, you know? The drive home though, that's what is awful.
The worst.
Yeah, it's an hour drive, which sucks. But that's
longer than I drive to come home. When I drive from home, only takes me about 35 minutes.
Yeah. And it's that is what's rough. And not only that, but you know, I mean, like today, you know, it's like it took me forever to get here, you know? I haven't really been sleeping very well in my mom's house because my mom's air conditioner, like we have central air, but for some reason the central air doesn't work really well on the top floor. So it doesn't reach all the way up there. Granted these last couple of days have been a little bit cooler. So I just opened the windows. And so last night was the first time that I actually was able to sleep a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of sucked a little bit because I'm like, I can't sleep. So this week has been awful. Like, I haven't been able to sleep at all.
That sucks. You need to get your air conditioner.
Yeah, and then the winter is going to be worse because, like, the heat in that room.
At least you can open the window, though.
No, my mother hates that. She's like, oh, my God, you're letting out the gas, and it's so expensive. So, of course, my mom, like, hates that. So I'll probably have to get an air conditioner to, like, cool it down because it's either that or I'm going to have to close the vent.
Close the vent.
And then I'll definitely have the fan, but it's going to be awful up there. I mean, even in the wintertime, like in the wintertime, I would turn off the, because we had radiator heating. Mm-hmm. And in the wintertime, I would turn off the heater and it would get at least 90 degrees up there.
That's how it was in my old place. Like being on the top floor, we had our windows open all winter long. Yeah. Even the days, like when we had the polar vortexes and it was like negative 37 degrees.
Yeah.
We had our windows open and it got down to about 82.
Yeah. Isn't that awful? That's horrible. But you know, the thing about it is that's first of all, studies have shown that most people cannot sleep properly when your body is that hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like the body needs to cool down when you sleep. That's when you get the best sleep. So it's better that
and your body automatically cools down.
Right.
That's why your heartbeat goes slower.
Exactly. Right. So you need it to be cold to get the best kind of sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So I told my mother, I'm like,
it's like 73 or higher, I will not be able to sleep.
No, it's awful. So I told my mom, I'm like, I'm going to have to get an air conditioner and I'm going to have to turn it on during the winter because I cannot sleep in that kind of heat. Like, I just can't. It has to at least be 70 or below for me to be able to sleep because it's too hot. And so like last night, I cracked the window open and for some reason that kind of helped alleviate some of that heat that was in there. And I was able to sleep a little bit better.
You should just keep the window open all the time.
The problem is that the main issue with the why it's so hot there is because since that part of the house, that room faces the front of the house and the park, the sun usually faces the east. It comes from the west and faces the east. Well, it faces my mom's house in the front.
Wait, doesn't the sun come from the east to west?
No.
Yeah, it sets in the west.
Does it?
Yeah, it doesn't set on the east coast.
Like,
I don't know. It approaches from the east.
Well, then that would make sense, right? Because it gets so hot in the front.
But I think that's because your house is facing west, right? So during the afternoon is when all the sun's hitting your house.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why I was saying, like, it's because my house is facing the west. All the sun is hitting the east side. Anyways, but it's awful. And it heats that part of the house so much that all the heat is retained right in that fucking room. Because literally, if you're in my room and you walk out to that second room, you could, like, 10-degree difference.
But you don't want to sleep in there.
I mean, no, I could if I wanted to. The only problem with that is I would have to buy a curtain big enough to cover, like, dark shade out those those huge windows. That would be that and the fact that I don't have a closet in that room, that would be the only difference that I would. I mean, it would matter because the other room wouldn't get used anyway, so I could just use a closet in there. Right. But I feel like there's a little bit more privacy in the other room.
It is.
So, but I don't know. I mean, I'll get an air conditioner at some point. I'm thinking if it doesn't get hotter or any
You'll
hotter,
be fine.
I'll be okay until at least air conditioners go down or they go on sale,
right.
And then I'll pick one up and then just use that for the rest of the, but yeah, it's been a rough time sleeping. Not only that too, it's like, I feel like I haven't like, I still haven't found a routine. I haven't like, I'm not going to the gym. And so, I mean, I just like feel like all this stuff with my body is going on and I'm like, oh, I need to do something. So I get home and I'm tired. I'm like, just bored. I don't do anything. I get home and then I just sit there and I'm like, I don't want to just sit there and watch TV. Like, I want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing too. And I'm, that's another thing that's kind of, which would actually really help with the drive, because the other day I went to the mall because I thought, okay, well, let me go to the mall and let time pass. That way, at least if I leave by like 6:15, even 6:30, like, it'll let traffic die down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I left like around 6, kind of like 6:15 or 6:30. No, closer to 6:30. And I got home like 7:15. So it was like a 30-minute drive, which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, so this is, I'm going to need to find some sort of activity between the time I get off of work.
You should use that time to go walking in a park or something.
Yeah, but that's not going to last for too long. I mean, hello. I mean, fall is coming soon. No, Ivy.
Winter is almost here.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's
like we're getting scared.
Well, so it's been, that's been kind of crazy. And, you know, I'm still being used as a babysitter. And so that's still
speaking
happening.
Speaking of which, I don't know if I talked about it on the last show, but did I? That me and Tony are going to Virginia the end of the month.
Yeah, you.
Didn't we talk about that?
Talked about it briefly.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of scared for him because it's different. Like, my friend Gigi, who went to school there, you know, she's a Latina. And she's like, oh my God, you have to get him to call my mom so she can tell him in Spanish how awful it is. She goes, when you talk to him in English and you talk about it, he, all he sees is beautiful stuff, but he needs someone to tell him in Spanish how awful it is. So it's going to be interesting.
Ivy.
I've never actually taken, well, that's not true. Kevin, I did take him to Virginia. And Cedric, I took to Virginia too. But this is a little different because I've never been like engaged to someone. And
he's Latino.
And he's Latino. And we're going to be at my brother's wedding. And some of the people that are there I haven't seen since I was like 17. And they used to disrespect the fuck out of me when I was 17. And now I'm 37. And I'm just waiting for them to say something to me.
Waiting.
Just waiting. Because I will. I've been holding this in for 20 years.
You're not going to say a damn thing.
I won't. It'll be at my brother's wedding, so I can't really. I might write it down on a piece of paper and slip it to him.
I am enough for you.
Girl, let me get your Facebook. Then just talk shit.
I have a note for you, goddammit.
So we got a phone call.
Yeah, who called us?
Oh, let's see. I think there's a couple. This might be old.
Hey guys, this is Joe Batanz. I was listening to the show.
Oh, this is old. That's Joe Batanz when he's talking about his good Mexican food.
Joe Batanz.
Like, he knows what he's talking about.
I feel like all he eats is tacos.
He does eat a lot of tacos. Every time that I think I listen to him, he has eaten a taco at least once a week.
He's got a taco in his
I
mouth.
I like tacos, though.
I mean, I do, too. Hey, who doesn't love a good taco? But
right.
That's what she said.
What about a fish taco?
I actually like a fish taco.
No, a downstairs fish taco.
That's gross. Well, you know, if it's going to get me to a hot husband, I'll eat a fish taco.
What if it's her hot husband?
That's what I said.
Oh.
Dumbass. Follow, please.
No. Sorry.
Get on that train, goddammit.
All right, here we go. First, before we play it, I want to say this person said I could or could not play this on the show, so I decided to play it. But one of the reasons I played it, even though he's calling about a sad episode and a sad event in his life, it has been a long fucking time since we've heard from this person. So I was like, oh my God.
Wait, is it someone I know?
No.
No.
Like, it's probably been since before I moved to Chicago. That's how long it's been since we've heard from him.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Ricky. This is Rick, also known as DQ Rick. I am so sorry to hear about your mom. I've gone quite a while without doing the whole podcast thing. And, just recently got back into it. I kind of inherited my partner's iPod Touch that I had gotten for him for his birthday this year. He passed away July 27th, and it's been kind of rough. So I can kind of sympathize with you a little bit, although I understand it's not quite the same as losing a parent. And
first, I want to make a remark on that. That's not necessarily true, because it doesn't matter like who passes away. If you love them, no matter if it was like a relationship love or a family kind of love, it's still the same heartache. I think and you still suffer as much as you would if the you know, your parent passed away. So
I wouldn't downplay
anyone's death. I mean, it's gonna be, if like it's important to you, it's their important person.
Crying so. episode 2.
Right.
It's gonna be rough, I know. Just know that you've got plenty of love and positive energy and hugs across the miles headed your way. I just listened to your latest episode this morning, and I just wanted to reach through the iPod and give you a big hug and let you know that you're in my thoughts and prayers. And I know there's a lot of other listeners that are sending positive, healing, loving energy your way. You don't have to play this on the podcast if you don't want to. I just wanted you to know that I wanted to add my voice to those, giving you lots of love and positive energy. And I'm rambling on now, so I'm going to end the call. Keep up the good work with the podcast, and I look forward to hearing more episodes. Because the podcasts from you guys and other podcasters are actually helping me get through this too. So, anyway, keep up the good work. Bye.
Well, thank you for calling DQ, Rick. I'm sorry it's under unfortunate circumstances, but thank you for calling, and I'm sorry for your loss. And I hope you're able to heal soon also. It's rough, but, you know, we can get through it together.
Yeah, I mean, that's an awful thing to have to experience. I mean, whether it's, you know, going on what you said, it's whether it's your parent or a loved one or a lover or a husband or whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think if you love someone, it doesn't matter. It's I mean, the loss is still could be, it could still be the same, you mm-hmm. know, could still be felt the same way. So my condolences and heartfelt feelings go out to you. Hopefully you can, you know, every day will get a little easier
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to get through it a little faster. And hopefully we can be a part of your life moving forward mm-hmm. and maybe a little bit of laughter can help you get through that. So
correct.
Now, moving on to
the reindeers in the room, because the dogs will not sit still. We're actually going to wrap this up pretty soon because we have a movie to go to.
Yes. Although, where are we at anyway?
We're at almost 45 minutes.
Okay.
But I was thinking we could do an on the road on the way to the theater.
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah. Yeah, because we haven't done one of those, and people seem to love that.
Although my friend Kevin told me that he would suggest that I not see it.
Why?
So soon after my family events, because they're a big part of the storyline. Has to
oh,
do
yeah,
that.
With his mom. Yeah. Oh, God, pussy.
I'll have popcorn, so maybe that'll make it better.
Get you some fucking snow caps and call it a goddamn day. Sad Sally.
I want you guys to come to Pride 48 and come see us.
Oh, my God. When is our show? What time is our show?
We'll find that out today.
Oh, yay.
Or Ivy? Tonight. We need to figure out what we're going to do for that show.
Nothing.
No, we need to kind of plan a little bit because last time
okay, so All About Me, It's All About Me, brought to you by It's All About Me. We don't plug shows. Foulmonkeys.com. We should they were talking about doing their show in underwear.
Well, first, I don't see how that's going to be possible because
are we sitting behind a table?
Yeah.
So let's like,
I'm not doing the show in my underwear.
Why not?
Because I don't know. I'm just not doing that. I'm not doing it shirtless.
Well, I wouldn't do it shirtless either.
Maybe we can do it unshowered or something.
Ew.
I mean, that's cool.
I mean, I have an awesome
maybe
set,
we could just do it like super drunk.
Oh, that would be awesome. Or high. Although drunk. I don't know, but no, I think drunk would be better.
Yeah, because that's legal.
Says who?
Unless I'm drinking and I take some Xannies or something. That's legal because I have a prescription. Or maybe I'll take 4 Ambien. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Craziest show ever. I would not remember it. Ivy, go lay down. Go. What is happening that you...
Oh, girl, I'll tell you later. But anyway, yeah.
Ambien cast.
You need to post that picture from Virginia.
I did post it.
Oh, did you? The one where you were sitting? Oh, lovely. I got a comment on that.
I think I posted it. Maybe I'll post it to the Foul Monkeys Facebook page.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I have sex.
Huh?
I said, I'm hoping I have sex in Vegas. Let's see, who can I hook with? Who can I hook up with?
Mike Lawson?
Oh, no. He don't like us chunky boys. Although he may fall in love with my eyes. No, that's not true.
I don't see that happening.
Shut up. I do have nice eyes. That's what everybody tells me.
Sure.
Although Mike Lawson, he's so dreamy.
I don't. Baron Frosty loves my eyes.
Mike, I don't. I want to. Have you followed the thread that I had with Baron Frosty?
The hashtag.
Some of the stuff that we've communicated about Baron Frosty. He's dirty. We get dirty.
He's real dirty.
And he'd be pimping out his husband, and that's right. A-okay.
I'm going to marry my husband because he got a big dick. And he's rich. Oh, straightforward. Okay, yeah. Got it.
What is his name? Dr. M?
P?
Dr.
M? Yeah, Dr. M.
Dr. M. Yeah, go on ahead and bring that big penis.
Right. Big penis. Because
if you don't want to play or suck on it, we got a lot of contenders who want to. Baron.
Y'all are so Nazi. This is not Pride 40X Sex Edition.
I actually
Pride 46.
I actually don't really. I just want to make out with Mike Lawson. I feel like he would be a good kisser.
Maybe if you get him drunk enough.
Like, I'm fascinated by his supposed big dick. But who cares? Big dicks are soulless.
I got a big dick and I cannot lie. These other brothers can't deny. Helicopter in your face.
I bet you his cum tastes sweet.
Probably so, because he can't. No, he doesn't have any sugar in his body.
Oh, that's true. He got the beaties.
Oh, before we go, are we super excited about the unauthorized Saved by the Bell story on Lifetime?
A little bit, because wasn't that done by, what's his Screech?
I'm not for sure who it was done by, but just the preview, I'm like, oh my God. Kelly and Lisa Turtle.
Crazy.
Competing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just.
I heard about that.
Competing.
I heard about that.
For Zach.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know their real names. I don't care.
Right.
Kelly Kapowski.
But
I kind of want to see it. I don't have cable, so I'll have to torrent it.
No, don't torrent it. You can watch it on Lifetime.com. That's Lifetime.com. Stop licking my foot. Ah!
All right, so we got to go, right?
Wrap it up.
Let's go. We got to take the girls out. You're going to watch our babies, dim babies, for us
while we're gone. I'll submit my bill to you.
Oh. Plonk. Send it to collections.
No.
They'll offer us a deal.
Can you pay half? No.
No. Can you pay a quarter? Possibly next year.
Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of, so I get a bill from one of the collecting agencies for the student loans. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we see that you have this amount for your Sallie Mae loans. And we want to collect this amount. I'm like, I don't even make that. I'm like, you're off by like 15,000. But go on ahead and try to collect that. The story of my life, ladies and gentlemen.
Student loans forever. Forever.
What? I hate that.
So, all right, we got to go.
Okay.
This is Ricky. Or Enrique Iglesias, a.k.a. Ricky.
This is Nicki Minaj. Rah!
Episode 561. Thank you for listening. And we will be back with On the Road.
Don't forget to check out Pride48.com, FoundMonkeys.com, and YourMom.com.
.com.
.com.
Check out the Facebook book. Facebook book book book.
me, I just had a seizure.
Wait, what was it that? What is what? When you have a heart attack, what's the thing that you have before a heart attack? Like, what's the one before the heart attack? What is that called?
An aneurysm?
No, no, no. There's another one.
Palpitations?
No, it's not a palpitation.
Stroke?
Thank you. That's what I was wanting to tell you when I was telling you I was having felt like I was having a heart attack.
Oh.
Like I was having a stroke.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening. Okay, now we're testing again.
Okay, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Jesting.
Ingesting.
All right, let's try to play the intro. Six.